Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So the Big Ten is fighting. Nobody can ever agree on anything. This capital investment deal. So the report is that it came out today that it was easier for Penn State to fire James Franklin and pay the buyout because Penn State knew that this influx of cash was coming in from this capital investment deal. So the proposal is for the Big Ten to get $2.4 billion in cash over 20 years, divvied up by school, not evenly though, from the University of California Pension Investment Fund. So in return, UC Investments gets a cut of the annual league revenue distribution for the next 20 years. So that's the deal. Seems to make sense to me because you're betting, I mean, basically what you're doing if you're the Big Ten is you're betting that the revenues are going to skyrocket, and they should. So why not get some of that scratch now? So Michigan and USC, who just played last weekend, apparently their brass was meeting in LA during that game to oppose the deal, to put their heads together about opposing this deal. So now the Big Ten may be forced to restructure this capital investment deal. So both Michigan and USC have interim presidents. Now, by the way, this information is coming from Ross Dellinger from Yahoo. And so with Michigan and USC being in between school presidents, their boards are holding more power. And there are like 40 people on the USC Board of Trustees. You talk about too many cooks in the kitchen. So this deal, it's supposed to be only the presidents and chancellors who are doing this deal with UC Investments, and then all the presentations to the boards and otherwise are, you know, it's for information purposes only. But now it appears that the boards at Michigan and USC, because they have interim presidents, are getting involved. And most of the Big Ten schools think, and I would imagine Oregon is in this category, they think that it's good to stabilize the Big Ten as it is and take in some cash. Now, Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State would get more money, but there is a performance and marketing arm built in there that allows for schools like, you would think, Oregon, who bring in more for the league to get more. So if you have more big-time TV games, get to the playoff, that type of thing, Oregon could earn, get more of that cash. So apparently Michigan and USC think that it's not good to extend the grant of rights because the landscape of college football is changing so fast. So part of the deal would mean that the Big Ten's grant of rights locks in for all the current schools. So basically the league would stay the same for those 20 years. Nobody's coming in, nobody's going out, you're stable. A lot of schools in the Big Ten view that as good. Michigan and USC say, well, wait a minute, are we why are we pigeonholing ourselves when we all see that Super Leagues are coming? Perhaps more changes coming. It's happening rapidly. You know, they're already talking about combining television contracts in college football. So would that mean that perhaps there is a Super League and we would miss out on that if that shift takes place, if we have locked in our grant of rights? So that's a decent argument too. So it's kind of like the ACC media deal. It seemed good at the time, but now it looks terrible. That's what Michigan and USC are saying about this capital investment deal. And the other rub from Michigan and USC is that they don't think they should sign on to a deal to pay for schools who have a bigger cash problem. Like if they're saying, hey, they just Penn State just fired James Franklin. Well, that's your problem. Come up with that cash. We're not going to sign on to this deal just because you need the cash because you fired your coach. So I don't know. USC, Michigan, they have a point. To me, it makes sense for the Big Ten to take the cash. And if they do it, it would be it's a landmark deal. Other leagues are going to take some cash too. I mean, I'm sure there's money lining up to invest in college football. Hell, if I had a bunch of money, I would invest in college football. I think that the revenues in college football are shockingly low considering what they could be. They just need to structure it better, and then they're getting there with the playoff and everything. But I think they're going to be making, I don't know if they get into NFL money territory, but they're going to be making billions in short order. And a lot of it comes from TV deals and better games and playoff games. But I just think, I mean, that's what I'd bet on. And that's what the Big Ten is saying that they want to bet on. In the meantime, they would get, I think I read it was like $140 million a year for those top three schools. And then, like I said, it's tiered and performance-based, but that's a lot of money coming into Oregon, and that's a lot of money coming into Washington and UCLA. UCLA, dude, you don't think they're voting for this? They're like, oh my God, please, let us hire a coach, because apparently, according to Ross Dellinger, the schools can spend this money any way they want. So it could be for the James Franklin buyout. It could be for UCLA's new coach. So, so it's an interesting fight going on. The only thing we know is that tomorrow, presidents and chancellors are reportedly meeting from the Big Ten, and it's unknown if they're going to vote on this deal, but the one thing you should know is that it does have to be unanimous in order for it to go through. They may have to change it to appease Michigan and USC. So some pretty interesting developments in the Big Ten right now over this deal. And, you know, a lot of people, I'm sure, are scoffing at the idea of big money, big capital like this coming into college football. But there's just no doubt that it was headed this direction. Now that you have to pay players, NIL deals, it was coming. At least the Big Ten is smart enough to realize that and say, okay, let's get a chunk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.